RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Talking about our feelings is scary for most of us. We're afraid of being judged, or even worse, we're afraid that we'll be rejected once we open up to someone else. Most of us spend our days trying to make sure we're not vulnerable and exposed, but vulnerability can be really powerful and help us connect truly to another person and to ourselves. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, is a marriage and family therapist who has seen firsthand how difficult it is for people to talk about their feelings, but has also witnessed the power of vulnerability. She's here to talk to us about how men and women approach feelings differently and how we could bridge the gap, accept vulnerability, and enjoy the intimacy it can bring into our lives. Dr. Catherine Foster, welcome to the show. So delighted to have you with us today.
Hi, Erica. You know, I think that women don't really fall in love with a guy unless he reveals his need for her. I mean, his strength initially interests her, but unless he reveals his vulnerabilities to her, she won't be able to commit keep committing. So whether a guy wants to win her love or keep it, he needs to express intimate feelings. You know, he needs to say stuff like, "I feel so content when I'm with you. I need to see your smile every day. You make me feel alive." You know, and these words may seem kind of gushy to a guy when he says them, but he has to imagine that if he had four times the access to emotions than he does, it wouldn't seem gushy at all. And that is what she has. You know, women have we all have a bridge connecting our left and right hemispheres. And, but only women's bridge is four times as thick. So it gives her access to those 412 different feelings that have been identified. And as every guy knows, this kind of makes the woman complicated. But women feel more strongly and more often than guys do. Now, when you think about women, they also can block, you know, but as a woman talks, her feelings rise. And a guy has to really, you know, tattoo this on his wrist or comprehend it some way. But I compare this to the feelings that a guy might have when he's having sex. The intensity as he goes along gets stronger. He gets more invested, more involved. So if a guy interrupts a woman when she's talking in a feeling kind of way, it's comparable to if during sex she jumped up and said, you know, "Hey, I'm going to go down to the kitchen and get a cup of coffee." It would feel pretty dismissive. And really, that's what it's like for a woman, you know. His feelings are more connected to behaviors than to talking. So you have the old joke, a wife of 25 years asks her husband, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Of course. Haven't I gone to work every day?" And his comment, of course, doesn't register with her on any deep level. She needs words to understand. She needs words, you know? He's more behavior driven. And all this has to do with our different brain structures and our different hormones. You know, a woman has a tremendous capacity to explore the emotions she feels. And a guy can feel worn out and kind of frustrated by the emotional marathon. He may want to get to the behavior, you know, she's seeking from him, then he can do it, you know, then he'd feel more comfortable. But if he irritably says, "Tell me what you want," you know, she's going to feel that he doesn't really care enough to actually know her, because her real self is found, she believes, in the expression of or exploration of these thought feelings. So a guy has to learn to get to the vulnerability that really bonds them. He has to learn to kind of soften and relax, like releasing his jaw and slowing his breathing down and picturing that his mind is a serene lake, and tell himself, "It's okay, I don't have to do anything. She just wants me to know her."
And if a woman does, if he says, "What do you want from me?" and a woman says, "Well, I want you to have more thought feelings, or I want you to be more more communicative of like how you're feeling in this moment, or you know, what you're, how you feel about, you know, me," or something like that. So if a woman does say that, we have to then give the men the skills, or what is it that a man should know in moving forward with that kind of question? I mean, does he have to compromise and really dig deep and become more vulnerable? Or is it there, like you said, there's a layer that it is there, he just has to tap into it?
Well, that's when I wrote the book, What Women Want, really, I put some questions in there that help this whole process, you know?
Right.
But I do think women have to understand, guys do not have the link between feelings and words that she does. So if she wants information from him like that, she may need to give him a little time. Like say, you know, text him during the day and say, tonight, could we talk about blah, 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 you know?
Right.
And give him a chance to get ready. It's just going to take him longer, you know?
Okay, so it's not something, right.
Yeah, he's just not as, his brain isn't wired that way, so it's not as adept. But, you know, but what happens to women is they start saying, ah, he doesn't love me. Because a woman thinks that the way you bond is that you share your feelings. In fact, you make disclosures about what you feel, the hard stuff, you know.
Right.
So she's waiting for that. But she has to be very careful not to misconstrue what's really going on, because a guy may love her terribly much, but he does have trouble, you know, connecting these feelings to words.
Yeah, so give him some time to process it. And what are some skills that you would recommend that some men need in order to be successful with a woman
in
a relationship?
Well, there's some specific things that he can do. And, you know, a lot of guys, if they just know the rules, they're fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
one
is to ask one of them is to ask questions that stimulate conversation. The talk needs to be kind of back and forth, allowing interruptions. Men can fear that they're going to lose their train of thought, you know, and so they may go into a monologue. This really happens on dates, you know. Guys, it's like a job interview, so they present, you know, the monologue.
Yes.
But he needs to relax, you know, and think of dialogue as kind of a work in progress rather than a performance. Now, if he really wants to get a woman to talk, usually if he asks about her relationship, she will do that. She will talk about that, and then she'll feel cared about. One thing is asking open-ended questions that give a person a chance to share more deeply if they would like to. So an open-ended question is one that you don't answer by saying yes, no, or a couple words. It's like, how did you decide to do that, or how do you feel about that, or what do you think you should do? You know, it gives them more chance to talk. A guy can also learn to sensitize himself to nonverbal communication cues, because this is big. You know, this is the main way that people talk, actually. We know it's like 65% of our talk, you know.
Right.
You have to watch for details like somebody squinting or rolling their eyes or giving a half smile or shrugging. You know, that means stuff. And a guy can say, I notice that you're kind of shrugging when you say that. Tell me more. He doesn't have to be a genius, you know, but he just has to know how you engage somebody. And a lot of guys, honestly, Erica, they need to make their comments less sexual and more emotional, because this helps her be sexual, ironically. And in this way, he appeals more to a woman. It will pique her interest and allow her to go deeper with him, which, of course, will make her want to be sexual. So, if he is careful about the directly sexual stuff, you know,
and says
more things that have to do with feelings, it works better.
Yeah, and it would also make sense that it makes her feel more safe and it would allow her to become more vulnerable. And then with that, obviously, like you said, comes intimacy after that. So it seems like the steps do make sense when you explain it. So thank you so much for those amazing tips. Can you tell everybody where they can find you and get more information?
Go to books by Catherine Foster, PhD. Catherine spelled KATHRYN. And you can see all 5 books there. You can also sign up for my newsletter, which I'd love to have you do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Catherine Foster, for joining us today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Appreciate all of you joining me, and stay well.